Welcome, everybody, to the Motorhead Podcast. I am your host, Lucas, and I know you're probably looking at this podcast going, dude, what are you doing? You can't be the only Motorhead or motorsports podcast out there. I know I'm not the only motorsports podcast out there. However, I'm the best damn motorsports podcast there is out there. So everybody with that, welcome to the Motorhead Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas. And welcome just to anybody who loves motorsports. I know that is me. I've had a podcast on Anchor before, the Sports Update Show. I had that all the way up until about today. That had been verified on every single podcast app. And I love that it just became really, really old. And I love talking about sports. But there's one thing that I love talking about more. And that is NASCAR. And I know this is called the Motorhead Podcast, but if I just name this thing the NASCAR Podcast, you know I'm probably going to get backlash from NASCAR fans and then NASCAR and then get sued. So I'm not going to just do that at all. But I will talk about NASCAR a lot because, again, this is what I'm going to do on here. So hopefully you guys are having a fantastic day. I know I am. It's a Thursday here, and it's 94 degrees outside today. It's so hot. We went from absolute blistering cold about, I'd say, 3 weeks ago now to just absolute heat, which is nice, I guess. I mean, I'd take this. Hello. How's it going? I'm here to talk about NASCAR, obviously. And before I tell you who I'm a fan of, I'm just going to get into it real quick because, I'm just going to kind of get to why I started this thing, and then I'm going to get into a little bit of NASCAR and how I'm starting this right now. So again, I haven't been podcasting since February. So I've taken some break from it. It hasn't been the exact thing that I've wanted it to be. So I'm sorry. Oops. My bad. We're back today, though, and that's all that matters. Also, if you hear a buzzing, that's probably my air conditioning because it is hot. So I'm sorry for that. But then also, obviously, you're probably like, dude, why aren't you starting this like Daytona 500 time when we all know when we can, kind of pay attention to NASCAR. If you guys do not like NASCAR, do not like F1, Indy cars, anything like that, I'm simply telling you this is definitely not your podcast. I'm going to talk a little bit about engines as well, but just so we're clear, right now I will be talking about NASCAR today because that, obviously, is something I'm very passionate about, so NASCAR is my thing for right now. So I'm going to kind of get into, again, why I started this thing. My love of NASCAR has grown here in about the last 5-6 months. I've always been a Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards fan. I used to love Carl Edwards, seeing those backflips. They honestly just made my day, and I absolutely love it. But I do not exactly remember what my emotions were when he announced he was going to retire. I kind of was like, okay, you're pulling a Dale Jr. This is so soon. And it was soon. Obviously, I understand for family reasons why he didn't continue racing. But I still loved Carl Edwards, and I still do. But I've picked up on my love for the number 18 M&M's car every weekend. Obviously, Interstate Batteries, M&M's Pedigree, and Skittles. Snickers, obviously, up there, too. I'm a Toyota guy when it comes to racing. I have a Tacoma. Love that. I love Kyle Busch. I'm a fan of Kevin Harvick for Ford. And Chevy doesn't really have a place in my heart. I'd say my favorite Chevy out on the grid every single weekend. I can't really answer that question because I really do not like Jimmy Johnson. But my respect for him is growing. It's kind of like how I don't like Tom Brady. But my respect for him grows. So, I don't know. I'd say it's probably a guy like Chris Buescher. Somebody like that. I'm a fan of William Byron as well and Alex Bowman, all those guys. William Byron's pretty cool, but I say my favorite Chevy out there each week is probably Kurt Busch. I don't know why I'm a fan of the Busch brothers as much as I am. I know they're probably a-holes, but I'm a fan of Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. and obviously Eric Jones, which obviously all the GGR cars make the top 15 this week. So that's good. I'm going to talk about standings a little bit, and I'll get into a little bit more a podcast. People told me a while back, they go, dude, it was about 6 months ago, you need to start a podcast. Oh, I'm sorry, not 6 months. It was way longer than that because I started the Sports Update Show in October. And then that's just kind of grown to be what led me to talking about NASCAR and how I, you know, I was going to keep with that. I guess I just kind of lost interest. So I guess, you know, I can't really do that anymore and talk about it, but I'll still try. I don't know. My love for NASCAR has grown in the last 5-6 months, obviously. I got really hyped for the Daytona 500 this year, and I was really hoping Kyle would take it. Believe it or not, me not watching racing for 4 years led Kyle Busch to a second place finish and Denny Hamlin to come in. I've always loved GGR. JGR. Sorry. I might say GGR occasionally because I'm talking that fast. I probably need to slow down a little bit, but I'd say I'll talk to you guys a little bit more about my favorite drivers. I'm honestly Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick fan. He's probably my favorite Ford. My other favorite Ford is Ryan Blaney. A buddy of mine knows Dave Blaney pretty well. So I just love Ryan, and that win at Pocono was so special last year and all that. He has his own podcast, The Glass Case of Emotion, on NASCAR.com. Also YouTube, you can go watch that. I love watching Glass Case of Emotion. Just a great podcast. And they don't always talk about racing, which is nice. So you can get that other thing besides racing, which is pretty cool. So I'm going to get through the standings here a little bit. Obviously, after, you know, going into this All-Star race, you're thinking, okay, Charlotte, kind of a down week for these guys. Kind of wish they had the All-Star break a little after, and not even a break per se, just a race. Wish they kind of had it after Pocono and some of these other races that are coming up. I think it needs to be later in the season, but whatever. So Joey Logano leads us for the first time, I think, this year. He might have led us when he won back at where the hell he win? I don't even know where Joey Logano won this year. Anyways, we I like Joey Logano. Obviously, you know, we're coming back off of the year that he had last year. You know, we're coming off that. Those were big wins for him last year. And it's not even that he had many wins exactly. It's just that he just dominated. I mean, obviously, we all know he dominated. You know, it reminds me of the year that Kevin Harvick had last year, except he had that in the playoffs. And so I think that's just really what we can look at exactly. So, I mean, you know, you look back at some of the last races. What has Logano done? He's got one win, 12 starts. So he won at Vegas. Forgot about that. One that I think Kyle Busch should have won. Kind of kicking himself in the leg for that, I think. He finished first at the duel at Daytona. So he's having a pretty good year. Finished 15th at Kansas. And this Penske team also is doing very well. Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, and Brad Keselowski. Keselowski obviously has 3 wins. Joey Logano has 1. Blaney's still looking for his first. I think the 2 big dogs in this obviously are Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski. But that's just because they have a little more, I should say. Well, you know, and if you look at Joey Logano, he's 28 years old. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing. I'm just saying simply to the fact that, you know, he, I think, has a little more experience than Ryan Blaney. And he knows what he's doing, I think, a little more. Not saying Ryan Blaney's a bad race car driver. I love Ryan Blaney. He's awesome. Like him a lot. I just mean that Joey Logano probably takes the cake. Maybe second place, close second to the best driver in Team Penske. Brad Keselowski. I mean, the 3 drivers they have are freaking great. So it's not really like we can go and Todd Gordon, his crew chief, is just so good. And you really cannot argue against how he can go against that and how, you know, what really makes drivers is their crew chief and their spotter. So, I mean, obviously with Todd Gordon, Joey Logano's having a great year already, really shaping him up to be, one of the better years I think he's had. Possibly. Could he win it again? I don't know. I mean, obviously the best year he's had is last year. But, I mean, you know, one championship, I don't know if qualifies that. You guys, you look at guys like Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty, and, you know, some other guys. Bobby Labonte, guys that have won this thing many, many times. They get, you get close. I mean, and Jimmy Johnson, obviously, up there, too, you know. We'll see. In a close second, 9 points behind is Kyle Busch. Obviously, we know Kyle, but you really can't argue with Kyle Busch and the way the Candyman started the year. Yeah, I mean, here's, you know, you can look at what you want and say, all right, well, what's it going to take to give Kyle Busch another win? Because I don't know about you, but Kyle Busch, he's looking for some stuff right now. So, and what I mean by some stuff is he's looking for a win. You know, this guy, he's, what, 35 years old? And Adam Stevens is one of the best crew chiefs in all of NASCAR. You cannot go wrong with Adam Stevens. However, it's been a while since they got a win. Obviously, Bristol, so it's been a good four races. You know, he three wins. This guy is an animal. Auto Club, ISM, Bristol. He's second in the ranks. And then you got to, and here's the weird thing is Brad Keselowski. He's so inconsistent. So I think if Brad Keselowski had more top fives and top tens that Kyle Busch had, obviously Kyle Busch won an 11 top 10 run, obviously finishing, 30th, like he did last week. I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a little, head scratching to kind of get off to the start he did to other drivers and be like, wow, that's pretty, wow, that's pretty crazy. And it was. So I'm just going to kind of go through the top three here, and obviously third place is definitely not obvious. I don't know why I'm saying obviously, because this is obviously not obvious. There's certain things that I'll say a lot, and you'll be like, dude, why do you keep saying what or obviously or all that? So I'm sorry in advance. Kevin Harvick, I know, weird, but Kevin Harvick will take our third place for rankings here at NASCAR this week. To be honest, he's just really raced the hell out of that number four Ford Mustang all year long. Whether it's Busch, whether it's Jimmy Johns, it does not really matter. He has just had such a great year. And really, you can't go against that at all. I mean, the guy works so hard. And obviously, there's other things as well that feed into it. Just like his crew chief, Rodney Childers. Really hard to have a crew chief like Rodney Childers and not win races. But he has no wins this year in 12 starts. 3 poles, though. So obviously he's doing some good things without cars, and obviously with NASCAR taking away many car qualifying, now it's a single car, which is nice. Let's take a look at Kansas. 13th at Dover, he's at 4th. At Talladega, he took 38th, obviously wrecking early with Bubba Wallace and Denny Hamlin in that crash on turn 1. And then Richmond, he took 4th. And then Bristol, he took 13th. So he's all over the board. 13th, 4th, 38th, 4th, 13th. I mean, really, he's just like Brad Keselowski. Isn't that weird? I know. Brad Keselowski obviously went into Kansas. But again, I think Brad Keselowski could be up there with Kevin Harvick, with Kyle Busch, and with Joey Logano, which he is. He's 5th. But Chase Elliott, with only 1 win, is ahead of him with 3. So, you know, it kind of, I don't know if that feeds into it. And then another guy I want to talk about real quick, we can talk a little about Brad Keselowski, because again, you know, when you look at Brad Keselowski, I look at a guy who, by the way, in Brad Keselowski, very dangerous when it becomes playoff time. I mean, what can I say with Paul Wolf as his crew chief? I mean, you know, guy's a little older, got 3 wins, no pulls, and 12 starts. You can't really go wrong with those numbers. So, you know, what can Brad Keselowski do right now to I think, improve his rank. Well, first off, you can't make silly mistakes like spinning out going into Talladega. Was it Talladega, I think, where he spun out going into his pit stall? You just can't do that. That's a silly mistake, pardon me, that I know wasn't probably his fault he got spun out, but you got to avoid silly mistakes like that. And he's also got busted for 2 speeding penalties on pit road. That is going to kill him. That right there is going to kill him. So you cannot tell me that Brad Keselowski could do worse than he's doing right now. Dude, this guy can do better. I know that's crazy to hear that he can do better than the 3 wins on 12 starts, but this guy can. He has to cut down on these silly mistakes. And he's super inconsistent. 1, 12, 13, 7, 18, last 5 races. This guy should be running top 10 every single race. And I know that I shouldn't be saying that, but if you are winning 3 races a year already and it's May, dude, I mean, come on. It's not, I mean, I hope you can win races. And then just one more guy I want to talk about a little bit, and that is Martin Truex Jr. We all know Martin Truex Jr. We all, it's really hard to hate Martin Truex Jr. Especially, you know, Dale Jr. has a podcast, Dale Jr. Download on Dirty Mo Media. I love that podcast. I listen to it. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast. And I know I won't be as good as Dirty Mo Media, but I'm simply telling you right now that the number 19 Toyota Camry out on the track every week is one of the most dangerous cars out there. He doesn't always have the best weeks. Finished 19th at Kansas this week. Finished first at Dover. Finished 20th at Talladega. Finished first at Richmond. Finished 17th at Bristol. So again, another really inconsistent car. And that's why what Kyle Busch did at the beginning of this year was so hard, to be that consistent. And that's why he led the standings for so long. Joey Logano's obviously starting to fall back on that. But 396 points, 2 wins on 12 starts with no poles, Martin Truex Jr., as Dave Rogers, as his crew chief, is scary. And he is such a threat. And this is why Joe Gibbs Racing and Team Penske have the best, I'd say the best, are the best 2 teams and have the best cars in all of it. Together, they make up 7 cars. Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones, Kyle Busch. I mean, those 4 all together, besides Eric Jones, have, well, 7 wins. Hamlin has 2, Truex Jr. has 2, and not to mention the 3 that Kyle Busch has. So you have more than that. I'm sorry, you have just that. And I'm assuming we're going to have a lot more if Truex Jr. keeps winning. And it's about time Eric Jones has a win as well. And I would not be surprised if Eric Jones is the next car to take a win as we head into this all-star race. I don't know exactly when he could get his, but it could happen. So, you know, we'll look forward to when Eric Jones can get his shot. I'll be looking forward to that, though, and I'd love to see all these Toyotas do really well in the field. Obviously, you have Matt DiBenedetto. There's other Toyotas in this field as well, but if you're not a JGR car, I'm probably not going to be paying much attention to you. So right now, Truex Jr. is 4th in the standings. Yeah, so there's Martin Truex Jr. I'll go in a little bit since I kind of went into that. I need to probably look at I need to kind of go into the fact that Team Penske, they have a lot of wins as well. With drivers, they have 4 wins. And I think they're at an already a disadvantage by having 3 drivers. Eric Jones and I'd say Ryan Blaney are about the same skill level. Anything other than that, I would say, is a little bit different. But yeah, Eric Jones, Ryan Blaney, about the same skill level. But other than that, yeah, that is that. And I mean literally the fact that we have those 2 cancel out. We have Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones, and Kyle Busch. Those 3 already override Keselowski and Logano. I'm not saying Keselowski and Logano are bad. I'm saying you take those three are really good. And that's really hard to find drivers that good. That's why Joe Gibbs Racing, especially with JD passing, are such a good team in the way that they can do things. I mean, I don't really know. I think that we can see stuff happening more and more. But yeah. So Friday, May 17th here, we're going to have the Gander Outdoor Truck Series. We'll have their first practice and then their final practice at 10:30 on Friday. And then that's when Monster Energy will step in, the Cup Series. They'll have their first practice at 11 a.m. They'll finish up with pit road practice at 2:45 because obviously they're going full speed. Qualifying on at 4:35 on Friday for Gander Outdoor Truck Series, and qualifying for the Open at 6 p.m. Eastern, and then qualifying for the All-Star at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Cup Series. Then Saturday, we will have the Monster Energy Open at 6 p.m. And then at 8, we're going to have the All-Star Race. And then obviously press, and then we'll go into the fact that we have we'll have that. Oh, I'm sorry. And then on Friday night, we'll have the North Carolina Education Lottery 200. So, yeah, that's our weekend schedule for around NASCAR. I'm hoping it is a good race like it was last year. We had Kyle Larson wreck. We had Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. wreck, Brad Keselowski. So there was some big guys taken out. But I think it's going to be really good for this weekend. And obviously, we're getting closer to Darlington. So I don't know if you guys have seen Martin Truex Jr.'s paint scheme yet, but it's pretty cool for throwback weekend at Darlington. It's a number 19, and it's shaped like the 19. I got to pull it up. It's one of Dale Jr.'s cars, and that's what he was doing. He's on the Dale Jr. download, and he was doing it right there. And just got to pull it up here. It's off of the 2004 Dale Jr. number 8 Tracker and Bass Pro car, and this thing looks super cool. I mean, it looks exactly like the throwback, and there's a little things that are off, but other than that, I mean, it's awesome. Dale raced it, and then Martin raced it. So Martin literally has stayed with Bass Pro since 2004. 15 years with one sponsor. That is insane. That is cool. And that shows you kind of the what can happen in these inside NASCAR. So that just kind of all the news I have for you guys today. I'm going to make another podcast tomorrow. It's Friday or not. I'll probably just do it on Saturday night when we have our All-Star race done and over with. So have a fantastic All-Star weekend, everybody. Tomorrow we have practice. Saturday, we're doing it all over again. And we're gonna do it in Charlotte for the All-Star race. And then after that, I believe we're going to Pocono. So it should be a lot of fun. Anyways, we'll see you guys very shortly. I want to appreciate and just send my gratitude for all you guys tuning in for the first episode. I know it was probably a little blotchy, but it's fine. I haven't podcasted in a while, so my mind is all over the place at the moment. But it's fine. We've run a little longer of a podcast than I wanted to, but it's fine. With 24 minutes almost, make sure you guys send in voice message using the that voice message thing here. I'll answer your questions right on the podcast. Also, if you guys have any questions, make sure to submit them through using the voice message here on Anchor. If you guys want to follow the Instagram, making one here in the next few days, make sure to check out NASCAR's Instagram as well as all NASCAR drivers. Thank you guys so much. Have a fantastic All-Star weekend. We will see you guys on Saturday after the race. Peace.